Hello everybody, and welcome back to a kind of spoiler review. As some of you know, I've recently moved house, and I have been packing up all my stuff, and I recently discovered in a box that I actually still have the Night Lords trilogy, and I just wanted to talk about that series. I'm going to do a full lore episode about them, covering like that 10th company, you know, Talos and all that, and the things that they do. But I just wanted to like recommend it, basically. If you haven't read it, if you want to know more about sort of the Night Lords in particular, but I suppose Chaos Space Marines after the Heresy, I think that you really need to get this book, or this series of books. Plus, it has one of the greatest audio dramas, audio books they've ever done. It's only a short thing, but it's them tracking down this assassin. And it's got some amazing moments in it where, yeah, they find her when she's carrying out a mission, they capture her, they fucking torture her, and they just seem like massive badasses. But this whole book series is fantastic. You know, it touches on Abaddon the Despoiler, the Black Crusades, it touches on Kurz, sort of who he was, what he was doing, sort of nature of the Legion, Sevatar dying. What else is there? I mean, shitloads of stuff. What the Chaos Space Marines have been doing, their attitudes towards chaos and those who fall to chaos or embrace chaos. We meet Huron Blackheart in the Maelstrom. It covers everything. Aaron Dembski Bowden, I think this series is what made him, basically. I think he did Cadian Blood before this, and then he did this series, and it is just astounding. You know, it's not one for kids. It's very brutal. The ending is particularly brutal. You know, if you want to think about it, what actually happens, it's pretty fucking brutal and harsh and horrible. But yeah, I really want to see what happens with it. I want to see him go back and use these characters because he set them up for something great, you know, in this new Dark Imperium. And we haven't heard anything from the Night Lords, really, at all. And I want to know what's gone on because they were obviously about to do something. They were obviously about to go and attack Orphoi to knock them out of the war, the war to come in the 13th Black Crusade. And we see that that actually did happen because we didn't see much of Orphoi. They were busy fighting the Night Lords who've been reunited under this new prophet. Yeah, it's got some amazing characters though as well. And the combat is beautiful. And yeah, it's got some nice big ideas. The discussions they have are really good. They're really interesting. You know, it's really that sort of thing again of seeing it from the other perspective of how they view the Imperium. And from the Night Lords' perspective as well, because they are not... They have their own way of looking at things, you know. They're all about the hypocrisy and they're mental, obviously. But there's a brutal logic to their actions. But it's good to see... I mean, after this was before the Heresy got to this stage, but a lot of the stuff that Heresy did later is called on in this series, you know. This is the... Yeah, it's one of the first series where we have explicitly, like, Heresy characters in a book series. And, I mean, I want to see... I'm a bit behind on Horus Heresy stuff, so I'm not too sure if any of these other guys have appeared. But it... Yeah, it's so good. I mean, the whole thing with... The Blood Angels keep coming after him because he's got this sword, because he killed a Blood Angel and stole his sword. And now, 10,000 years later, this is like a relic weapon and a mark of shame for the... Blood Angels, that this Night Lord's running around with a relic weapon of theirs. And yeah, he has to kill his own guys because they want the sword as well. You know, you have the whole thing with Uzzahs embracing Khorne. You have the other guy who's becoming Slaaneshi. You know, he's getting a real taste for a bit of spiciness. It's fantastic, and I cannot recommend it enough. So this isn't a full review at all. This is more of if you ambulance there. I'll just wait for that to pass. It's gone. So, yeah, it's a fantastic series, and I think it's kind of integral to, at least in modern 40k lore, if you want to understand where people are and the kind of mentality of the people involved, the characters involved, you need to read this. And you get a lot of views of the standard Imperial citizens because of the slaves they have and the kind of work that they do. But, yeah, the Night Lords audiobook that's attached to this, the mini audiobook, is fucking great. It was one of the best ones I ever heard, and it still stands up. I listened to it again before watching this. It's kind of what inspired me to do this. You need to listen to that audiobook, if nothing else, even if you don't read the novels. That audiobook is fucking astounding. I cannot recommend it enough. Yeah, this series is a must, basically. You need to read it. You need it in your life. You need to know what happened here. And the Night Lords are one of the best legions, and more needs to be done with them. And I want to see what they've been doing in the future. Well, in the current, or whatever you want to say, in the Dark Imperium. I want to see where this legion is, this scattered remnant of them. And yeah, astounding. As particularly to fill out Comrade Kurz and who he is and what happened to his legion during the Great Scouring and afterwards, after the heresy, because we've got all that to come. This sort of really fills that gap. And it's going to be great to see what they do with it going forward. But yeah, Aaron Dembski Bowden's best work, I think, myself. Aside from First Heretic, obviously, which is, again, fantastic. But yeah, definitely consider picking this up if you can. It's free books. There's the audio book. I think there's one or two short stories. I'm not too sure. But if you read this, you'll understand Night Lords, their current position, and probably who they are in the Heresy as well. It really adds to that. And builds on it. So yeah, cannot recommend enough. And I'm so glad I've still got them. I thought I'd got rid of them at some point, but I've still got them. So yeah, go pick them up yourselves. If you want to help out the channel, please follow the links below. There's a link to the Omnibus down there as well if you want to pick it up. But yeah, if you can get a hold of that audiobook, I know it's on Audible, so I'll put the link down there if you want to try Audible out. But you can find it other places, I think. Not that I'm saying you should, I'm just saying. Anyway, yeah, see you next time. Thanks for listening, and I will, yeah, we'll do something else soon. Thanks very much. But yeah, Night Lords, for the win. Cheers.